Cabinet will this morning consider a proposed new law which would tighten restrictions on gambling. A new regulatory authority will oversee the gambling industry. There will also be more stringent rules on advertising and sponsorship, and a clampdown on free bets and special offers. For more, we can talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, I was reading this morning that the current gambling legislation has been in place since 1953, so this is a long time coming.
Yeah, and I mean, if you consider the dramatic increase in online betting, it's long overdue. The gambling sector has experienced significant growth over the past 10 years, facilitated by online gambling and other technological developments. Excuse me, and it's now estimated to be worth somewhere between 6 and 10 billion euro. So long gone are the days where people had to queue outside the betting office before they were able to have a flutter. So the big focus here is really on a gambling regulator for an industry which effectively operates 24/7, with powers to regulate, as you said, advertising, gambling websites and apps. The Minister of State who's steering it through is James Brown, and he recently announced the appointment of a CEO designate of the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, Anne-Marie Caulfield. And the aim here, it seems, is to reduce the amount of time it's going to take the regulator to become up and running once the legislation itself has been passed.
Separately, news this morning that six members of the board of Horse Sport Ireland, which governs equestrian sports here, have resigned. What do you know?
Yeah, well, it seems that the eight-person board appears to have been split, with half opposed to the direction being taken by the chair and the CEO, who was appointed in January. Now, six members of the board have left, leaving it with just two directors, one of whom is the chair. It's an organisation which is in receipt of more than 7 million euro from the Department of Agriculture and Sport Ireland. Minister Charlie McConnellogue said last night that he was examining the issue urgently and considering the best course of action, although he didn't specify what that might be, but understand that part of the approach will probably be trying to fill the vacant positions as speedily as possible. I mean, it is complicated. The HSI went to the High Court following a board decision when the department awarded a marketing contract to the Irish Horse Board. That's the same department giving the HSI millions. And also in the last fortnight, two coaches from the Irish eventing team have initiated High Court action against the HSI and Joe Reynolds. So a complicated story, and the minister now is going to have to try and sort it out.
Going back to what's coming up at Cabinet this morning, plans to put in a bid for the European Football Championship in 2028. What can you tell us?
Yeah, Euro 2028, a joint bid with England, Wales, Scotland and Northern Ireland. Now, we have known about this. What's new, effectively, is that if the bid is successful, it's estimated that seven games will be played jointly at the Aviva and by Croke Park, hopefully attracting 120,000 fans and generating around a quarter of a billion euro. So the initial proposal has to go into UEFA tomorrow, a final detailed proposal in April, and then decision time, that's September, when UEFA will announce whether it's Ireland or Turkey, or Turkey who's going to win.
Also, more details expected today, Paul, about various cost of living payments. Now, these have already been announced, but the question is, when are people likely to get them?
Exactly. We knew that the Social Protection Minister, Heather Humphreys, was going to outline four separate payments, and that related to 325 million euro being shared out. Now we're going to have the days after Cabinet. She's going to tell us exactly when that's going to happen. So, for example, 865,000 older people, people with disabilities and low-income working families this week are going to receive money from the, for example, the 400 euro allowance lump sum payment. That's going to be made. So the details of exactly when it's going to be spread out this week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all of that information is going to be forthcoming after Cabinet.
Another issue which has arisen since the broadcast of that RTE radio documentary a week ago is whether there should be an inquiry into abuse by the Spirton Order, and indeed possibly other orders as well. Are there any indications at this stage as to what the government is likely to do?
Yeah, I mean, Taoiseach Micheál Martin was on RTÉ Radio on Today with Clare Byrne. He was being very careful about it. He was saying that the government wasn't ruling out such an inquiry, and describing the testimony from those people outlining what happened to them as being incredibly painful. But at the same time, he said the government had to be cognizant that a Garda inquiry was underway, and it wasn't possible for a government initiative like inquiry to get in the way of such an investigation. The same message coming through from the Justice Minister, Helen McEntee. So to a certain extent, the government is just watching and waiting to see the course of the Garda investigation before they make a determination on the best way forward.
The point, though, being made by survivors is that in many cases, the perpetrators or alleged perpetrators are dead.
Exactly, but the government's argument is that there are still many people coming forward, so they haven't reached a stage where they've got a full overview of exactly what's happening. And because that those questions are still lying out there, they're just going to wait and effectively until the dust settles, until they've got a full view of exactly what's involved, and on the basis, at that point, then they'll be able to make a decision on it. That is just, it's a little bit too early for at the moment, because as a result of that programme, only a matter of days ago, more and more people have been coming forward with their stories of abuse.
Paul, thank you for that. That was Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent, 19 minutes past seven.